And this is The Naked Scientist with Chris Smith, with Kat Arney and with Dave Ansell. It's our science phone-in special, which means we're answering your science questions and also doing some experiments here in the studio. Dave has come up with a real good one this week, which no one has yet solved. Just remind us, quick recap, Dave, what we set up.
So what I've got is a bottle with which is hanging from a horizontal bar with a piece of cotton. I've got a second piece of cotton, which is being tied onto the neck of the bottle as well, and is hanging down. And earlier I just pulled on that bottom piece of cotton gently, and the top piece of cotton broke first, because that's got to carry the weight of the bottle as well as my tug. And I asked you to work out a way of breaking the bottom piece of cotton without the top one.
Kat, what do you think? What's your speculation? How would you do it?
I would just get the scissors, to be honest. I don't know. How do you do it?
We did say no extra tools.
I know, but I'm a cheater.
Go on, Dave.
Okay, there's a knack to this, and it's a bit of a trick, but a very useful one. What you want to do is basically pull that piece of cotton incredibly quickly. So what I'm going to do is...
So this is the bottom piece of cotton, and he's wrapped it around his fingers.
And I'm going to give it a very, very rapid yank. So 3, 2, 1...
Well, I'm deafened by silence. The cotton didn't... It broke off, actually, in the middle. It didn't actually break at all. You better have another go.
It did break. It broke. It just was so effective you didn't notice. 3, 2, 1...
Oh, well, I see what you mean. The cotton, the lower piece of cotton, is breaking. So the bottle actually hanging on the top is not coming down at all.
Yeah.
I see why that's amazing.
It hardly moved.
Yeah,
it's so amazing you didn't even notice it.
Wow. So why does this work?
Okay, so in order to break that top piece of cotton, what you've actually got to do is pull that bottle down a fair distance, a reasonable distance, because that piece of cotton is actually quite stretchy, so to get it to break, you've got to maybe move it a millimetre or so. And so you've got to move that bottle down. Now, if you pull incredibly quickly, that bottle will only get a force for a very short period of time before the bottom piece of cotton breaks. And if that bottom piece of cotton breaks so quickly that the bottle has hardly moved, then the top piece of cotton can't get much more force in it, so it can't break. And effectively, it gets the force kind of averaged out over a while. And so the bottom piece of cotton breaks long before the top one has any chance of even getting slightly stressed.
So it's all down to inertia in that bottle, because there's a heavy mass there. So if I had a very light bottle, if the bottle were empty, so it doesn't have the mass of the liquid inside, would it then just probably break above again?
Yeah, if there was no mass at all there, then there wouldn't. Then it would just break. If there was no mass, then it would just break somewhere in the piece of cotton. It doesn't really matter because the top one isn't stressed at all. But yeah, it's all to do with that inertia. So that bottle doesn't move. So when you pull very quickly, and that bottom piece of cotton is getting this very, very rapid, very, very sharp force, which is actually very, very destructive, whereas the top one's getting an average force, which isn't nearly as destructive.
So is that what they do when they tow boats and things? Because when you look at, say, an oil rig being towed by a set of tugs or something, the tow lines are always really long and they're bowed down into the water. And I've always wondered why, because I thought if it were towing, wouldn't it be straight? But actually, I understand they do actually weigh down the line in the middle as well.
Yeah, they put a great big heavy weight in the middle of the line, which means that for the for it to pull absolutely tight, it's actually got to lift that weight, which is incredibly difficult. And that kind of essentially puts a spring into it. So instead of having these very, very sharp, very, very violent, very dangerous loads, shock loads, you kind of average it out. And the toes tend to only part when they actually get absolutely straight, and then they will snap quite easily. But if you can average it out, then it's a lot easier.
Is the same trick used in buildings and things like that?
You certainly want to avoid shock loading. It's actually used when you are building. So if you take a nail and a hammer and you hit the hammer, hit the nail with the hammer, what you're producing is a very, very sharp, very, very quick load, which will destroy the piece of material immediately at the end of the nail, so the nail will go in very easily. If you tried to push the nail in with a very, very slow force, it would probably cause a whole wall to collapse, because that force would get averaged out over a large area.
Brilliant. Dave has written this up. You can find it on our website at nakedscientist.com/kitchenscience. Beautiful pictures and a lovely explanation too, if you want to have a go at that.